This morning on WCHL.
I didn't write any papers.
I felt like that in several ways my integrity was being attacked.
Rashad McCants speaks out. Roy Williams responds. We continue to wait for Weinstein. Budget decisions will be made across the state this week, which has educators and administrators very anxious.
I want to encourage you all to continue to do what you've done before in terms of supporting public education and also to be as creative as you can in thinking outside the box.
And the town spoke and Orange County listened. Recycling plans in Orange County started in one direction last week and ended in a completely different one. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, plus
the who, what, and why of the Rashad McCants brouhaha.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL. We have 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today of about 88. Slight chance of rain, maybe a shower, maybe a thunderstorm, and we could get more rain this morning. It's wet out there now. All that's left from the weekend's back-and-forth accounts of the academic scandal at UNC with an alleged connection to the basketball program is a he-said debate moderated by ESPN. On Friday, former UNC basketball star Rashad McCants told ESPN that tutors wrote papers for him. He remained eligible only because of phony paper classes and that his coaches, including Roy Williams, were fully aware of what was going on. He made those comments and more on ESPN's Outside the Lines.
I didn't write any papers. But I know that the tutors did help guys write papers. But for some of the premier players, we didn't write our papers. When it was time to turn in our papers for our paper classes, we would get a call from our tutors. We would all pack up in one big car or two or three cars, carpool over to the tutor's house and basically get our papers and go about our business.
How much do you think Roy Williams knew about the paper class system?
I think he knew 100%.
Why do you say that?
Because it's hard for anybody not to know about the fact that we're taking African-American study courses and we don't have to go to class. I think that's very obvious, especially when, you know, he has his coaches checking our classes and checking our schedules and checking our grades. It was something that was part of the program.
Before the weekend began, 16 of McCants' former teammates from the 2005 national champion UNC men's basketball team issued a statement to the Associated Press regarding McCants' comments. It read, "We are proud of our accomplishments both on and off the floor at UNC. With conviction, each one of us is proud to say that we attended class and did our own academic work. We want to thank our advisors and counselors who supported us while also maintaining the integrity of the institution. We also want to make it clear that Coach Roy Williams and his staff operated with the highest level of ethics and integrity within their respective roles. We are forever grateful for the lessons we learned on the court, in the classroom, and during our time in Chapel Hill. In light of the comments made by Rashad on ESPN Outside the Lines, we want to state that our personal academic experiences are not consistent with Rashad's claims. We know that Coach Williams did not have any knowledge of any academic impropriety, and further, that Coach Williams would not have tried to manipulate a player's schedule. Rashad will always be our teammate, and we wish him well on all of his future endeavors." Signed by Charlie Everett, Raymond Felton, Brooks Foster, Damian Grant, Jesse Holly, C.J. Hooker, Jackie Manuel, Sean May, Wes Miller, David Noel, Byron Sanders, Melvin Scott, Rayshon Terry, Quentin Thomas, Jawad Williams, and Marvin Williams. Less than 24 hours after Outside the Lines aired, UNC men's basketball head coach Roy Williams responded in an interview with ESPN's Jay Billis.
What was your initial reaction to Rashad McCants' allegations?
Oh, almost shock, a little disbelief. And again, I felt like that in several ways my integrity was being attacked, and that bothered me. I'm human.
Rashad McCants alleged that tutors wrote papers for him. Your response to that?
I have no idea. I don't sit in the classroom. I don't turn in their papers. But I find that impossible for me to believe.
Rashad McCants alleged that after failing two courses, one in math, one in psychology, that he had a meeting with you in your office regarding his academic performance. Do you recall such a meeting?
I do not recall such a meeting. If a player did poorly, I would think that I would have a meeting. If a player did great, I would say great job. But one thing that was said that I told him something about swapping out a course. I don't have any idea what swapping out would be. That's not in my vocabulary.
If Rashad McCants were sitting opposite you right now, what do you think he would say?
I have no idea. I know one of them would eventually be why, but I don't have any idea, Jay. It's been a tough time.
Last hour on WCHL, we spoke with UNC School of Journalism Professor Charlie Tuggle, who's been following the academic scandal closely. He's covered sports in many different capacities throughout his career and has continued while becoming an educator. And as Charlie Tuggle remarked, a lot of interesting things he had to say during our long conversation. You can hear that whole conversation online right now at our website, chapelbro.com. In case you missed it, you'll hear excerpts of his comments throughout the day here on WCHL. Again, go to chapelbro.com and hear that conversation with Charlie Tuggle. We invited UNC's Vice Chancellor for Communication, Joel Kern, to the conversation as well. He issued a statement which read, "At this time, we think it is best to allow Ken Weinstein to continue his work without the university creating a concurrent review of every claim that arises. Once Mr. Weinstein has completed his work and makes that public, we will be very interested in sharing our plans for moving forward." Again, that statement issued from Joel Curran, UNC's Vice Chancellor for Communication. WCHL News Time is 8:11. In other news this morning, educators and school administrators all across North Carolina are anxious about the state House budget that's due this week. The proposed state Senate budget has nerves on edge already, as seen in recent discussions between the Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education and the Orange County Board of Commissioners. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
I want to encourage you all to continue to do what you've done before in terms of supporting public education and also to be as creative as you can in thinking outside the box of how you can do this, because the implications of this are going to be beyond our school system. I mean, I'm even personally looking at jobs to move my family out of the state.
That's CHCCS Board of Education member Michelle Brownstein speaking to the Orange County Board of Commissioners last Thursday night. Her frank admission that even she was considering leaving North Carolina in a time of harsh school funding cuts from the state was made during a plea for the best school funding the county could possibly muster. Brownstein was accompanied by fellow Board of Education member Mike Kelly. Meanwhile, the rest of the Board of Education was grappling with the future of the Mandarin dual language program. As soon as they were finished talking to commissioners, Brownstein and Kelly would drive back to Chapel Hill High School and report to fellow board members. Kelly and Brownstein were third in line to make their case to commissioners after Durham Technical Community College and Orange County Schools. Brownstein told commissioners she sympathized with the tough spot they were in, having to make decisions before knowing how badly the approved state budget would slash school funding. She pointed out that the Board of Education made its $3.8 million request far in advance of knowing what the North Carolina Senate would propose last week. Under that proposal, Chapel Hill Carborough Schools would take a $3.6 million hit on top of a $2.7 million shortfall, and the school system would lose 57 teacher assistants. State House Speaker Tom Tillis has indicated that the House budget, due this week, would not cut as many teacher assistants statewide as the Senate's budget, but he hasn't elaborated. Here's Brownstein.
It's not going to be rosier than what the Senate's done. We'd be fooling ourselves if we think that is. So what we did was give you our best estimate before we even knew how horrific they were going to be, and they're even worse.
She told commissioners that the CHCCS budget request was not an expansion, it was simply to maintain the status quo. Mike Kelly made a plea based on traditional Orange County values.
State government has reduced taxes for our community, and we can choose to spend our own money in a way that is consistent with our values by raising taxes to support schools, to support education of the 20,000 children in the public school systems, and other services that are going to be impacted. And I would encourage you to do that.
Commissioners were not unsympathetic. Chair Barry Jacobs said that while the county can fill holes, it can't fill craters. He also suggested that in light of what the state government is doing, it may be time to reassess local tax policies. But interim county manager Michael Talbert said it would be very hard to fill the crater being dug by the General Assembly.
It's a double whammy. The Senate balanced their budget by eliminating positions and by moving that money from taking it from positions to teacher raises. So if our board is going to make that whole, you're talking a substantial tax increase, well over $300 per pupil, if in fact the House comes through with a budget that's of similar nature.
Back in April, the Chapel Hill Carrose City Schools Board of Education voted to request $3.8 million from the county. That was after Superintendent Tom Forsella had recommended a budget request of $2.8 million. About half of the $900,000 difference would have gone to cutting gifted specialists in schools. On Thursday night, Commissioners Mark Dorison and Earl McKee said they wanted to know why they hadn't seen a list of CHCCS priorities. And McKee had this to say about the Board of Education's funding request methods this year.
I'm a bit disappointed that the board did not make clear why they did not follow the superintendent's recommendation and instead asked for a higher level of funding. Knowing that the county is not flush and knowing that the county, over the time that I've been on the board, has not approved full funding requests.
Jacobs said he felt like the Board of Education had done a little game playing this time around, which, he added, may leave parents in Chapel Hill and Carrboro with the impression that the county had failed to come up with $6 million for schools.
They're going to feel like they were cheated, and they were led to that belief by their school board.
Afterward, Brownstein and Kelly joined the Board of Education meeting in Chapel Hill at its tail end. That's when board members received a bleak summary of the discussion in Hillsboro. Here's Brownstein.
I can't really make a comment about this discussion. I feel kind of, no pun intended, shell-shocked. This is going to be an abysmal budget, period. End of story.
But it's not, of course, the end of the story. County commissioners are set to adopt a 2014-2015 budget on June 17th. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The commissioners last week reversed course on a controversial vote regarding funding for the rural recycling program. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Orange County commissioners did an abrupt about-face last week, reversing a vote on rural recycling funding in response to criticism from the Chapel Hill Town Council.
The message we need to send tonight to the towns is that, in fact, we do want to be their partners. We do want to work with them.
That's Commissioner Alice Gordon. On Tuesday, the board voted to spend $728,000 from the Solid Waste Reserve Fund to pay for rural recycling pickup for the next fiscal year. But on Wednesday, Chapel Hill Town Council members argued the majority of that money in the Solid Waste Reserve Fund was contributed by the towns, making it unfair to subsidize recycling pickup for county residents while asking towns to levy a $59 fee on urban households for the same service. In a rare move, the board revisited the issue at a work session Thursday and voted unanimously to fund both rural and urban programs from the Solid Waste Fund, a move that will cost the county more than $2 million. The Solid Waste Reserve Fund is set aside to pay for post-closure costs to the Orange County landfill. The county is legally responsible for the site for the next three decades. Commissioner Penny Rich said she'd like to see the towns find a way to help replenish that fund now that the county's no longer collecting landfill tipping fees.
If we are going to take the $2 million out of the reserves, that we include the towns in the conversation of how we could build that reserve fund back up, because right now we don't have a way of doing that.
To figure out a funding plan for the future and solve ongoing questions about how to deal with solid waste and recycling, the board voted last week to create a multi-jurisdictional task force chaired by a county commissioner. The board will appoint its representatives to the Solid Waste Advisory Group on June 17th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And the Chapel Hill Town Council will approve next year's budget tonight. It's likely to include a 1 cent property tax rate increase. At a pair of budget work sessions last week, council members agreed they want to allocate about $688,000 to support affordable housing initiatives and raise the tax rate by one penny to replenish the town's debt fund. Supporters say this will allow the town to borrow more money sooner to address long-standing capital improvements like bikeways, parks, and a new police station. The council will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. WCHL News Time is 8:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly in the most of our areas right now. We do have that Monday morning rush hour underway, but 15501 northbound and southbound seeing some slight delays between Ephesus Church Road and Garrett Road. NC-54 heading westbound right now. You might see some delays that are a little heavier between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road. The usual suspect there, though. I-40 heading westbound right now between NC-54 and 15501. Also seeing minor to moderate delays. No accidents being reported right now and no additional delays. Really nothing too bad out there right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Turning to your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather forecast, it's brought to you by Glass Half Full in Carrboro. 69 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny today, 20% chance for showers this morning. You might be a little surprised to know, to wake up this morning and walk outside and see that everything is wet. We had some overnight rain, a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today about 88 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain and the low around 67 or 68. Tomorrow, it's likely to be hot and muggy, mostly cloudy, 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and the high tomorrow in the low 90s. So very warm weather on the way. WCHL News Time, 8:19. In other news this morning, early voting has become an increasingly common convenience in many states, yet it's also becoming increasingly contentious for political parties. It certainly has here in North Carolina. In several key swing states, Republicans are attempting to curtail early voting by limiting the days on which it is available. That has happened here in North Carolina. Yet in other Democratic-controlled states, lawmakers have passed measures to expand early voting. The parties are trying to gain even the slightest electoral advantage for this year's elections and the 2016 presidential campaign. Although new research disputes it, there's a general assumption that early voting aids Democrats more than Republicans. That's partly because President Barack Obama used early voting to drive a greater number of Democrats to the polls in his 2008 and 2012 victories. At least 33 states now have early voting laws. Of course, here in North Carolina, the early voting period is much shorter than it was before. Hillary Rodham Clinton is embarking on a book tour this week that will feature overtones of a potential presidential campaign in 2016. The tour could offer a window into the former Secretary of State's stamina and how she might present her rationale for another White House bid. Clinton's memoir, Hard Choices, will be released tomorrow, accompanied by interviews with ABC News and other news organizations. Clinton will appear at book events this week in New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, and suburban Washington, D.C. The former First Lady remains the leading Democratic contender for the White House if she chooses to run for president again. She has not made an announcement. Republicans have aggressively challenged her record at the State Department in anticipation of another campaign. You'll certainly be hearing more about this story today on CBS News. News around town this morning, the Friday Center for Continuing Education has honored Tessa Nicholas with its annual Friday Center Excellence in Teaching Award. Nicholas teaches an intro to poetry writing class and a course on computers and society at the Friday Center. The center has given the award each year since 2003. And Northside Elementary School kindergarten teacher Kim Farrington has been named as the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools District Teacher of the Year. Farrington has taught for 20 years. She taught at Carborough Elementary before moving over to Northside when the school opened this year. Farrington received the honor at the district's annual recognition reception May 30th at Carborough High. As part of the award, Farrington received a $1,000 check from Harrington Bank. McDougal Elementary custodian Gina Clark won the Mary Scroggs Award for excellence in providing support services. That honor also came with a $1,000 check. WCHL News Time, 8:22. And time now to turn to WCHL Championship Sports. Of course, sports-related, we want to remind you that, once again, our entire interview with Charlie Tuggle is posted on our website now at chapelboro.com. If you're interested in hearing what he had to say this morning, Rand Northam and I spoke with him in the 7 o'clock hour about the Rashad McCants and Roy Williams story that is making the rounds now. You'll hear excerpts of that throughout the day here on WCHL. And also, you can hear the entire interview on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL Championship Sports College Football will be back before you know it. The North Carolina football team has started summer training camp in earnest. Plenty of storylines abound in the lead-up to the 2014 college football opener, August 30th, against Liberty. WCHL's Matt Oaks takes a look at the thunder and lightning in the Carolina backfield.
If there's one clear strength to the Tar Heels in 2014, it's in the backfield. Carolina will boast a bevy of powerhouse running backs in Chapel Hill this fall. Talented TJ Logan has a year of experience under his belt and will be aiming to build on his freshman year performance as a seasoned sophomore. Logan ran for 456 yards and 4 touchdowns in just 8 games a season ago, leaving Carolina coaches salivating at his prospects after a hard offseason of training. Logan's specialty is in his elusiveness. He's able to fly past defenders with quick bursts of acceleration. But Logan contributes elsewhere. He's returned 16 kickoffs for 391 yards and a touchdown. It's a talented freshman, though, that's been stealing the spotlight away from Logan. Elijah Hood, the highly touted back who the Tar Heels tore away from the Fighting Irish at Notre Dame, should electrify fans in attendance at Keenan Stadium. Hood, a Charlotte native, has all the makings of a breakout maiden campaign. He mixes battering ram-type power with enough speed to blow by defenders if needed. Speaking to players at spring practice, it became evident that nobody really wanted to stand in this guy's way. There's no doubt about it. Hood enjoys running people over. The third and fourth parts of the backfield equation are Romar Morris and Chris Francis. Sans the hype of Hood or Logan, Morris quietly produces on the football field. In 2012, he carried the ball 69 times for 386 yards and two touchdowns. In 11 games in 2013, he rushed for 280 yards and three scores. He's no slouch. Francis, meanwhile, may be the X factor. The sophomore was never really given a decent chance to shine last season. Francis is a versatile runner who could fill in nicely in some of head coach Larry Fedora's rollouts, screens, and trick plays. The toughest job for new running backs coach Larry Porter may be managing the varied skill sets of his healthy stable of rushers, but that's a nice problem to have. Logan has coined the group Thunder and Lightning. As the name suggests, there could be a storm brewing in Chapel Hill. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
My goodness, that certainly sounds promising and a good problem to have trying to decide who to put in the backfield at a particular time. Carolina has lots of weapons coming up and we'll all see them in the fall. Charlotte Hornets owner Michael Jordan honored Al Jefferson by taking out a full-page ad on Sunday in the Charlotte Observer. After the 6'10" center was named third-team All-NBA, Jefferson has proven to be the franchise's best free agent signing ever. He joined Charlotte last July and was the only player in the Eastern Conference to average a double-double for the 2013-14 season. The ad praised Big Al for his dedication and commitment to the franchise and congratulated him for winning the Eastern Conference Player of the Month twice during the season. Jefferson led the franchise to its first playoff appearance since 2010, although Charlotte was swept in the first round by the Miami Heat, LeBron James and company. Jefferson was hobbled throughout that series after injuring his foot in Game 1. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The who, what, and why of the Rashad McCants brouhaha. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Rashad McCants' exclusive interview with ESPN has thrown gasoline on the fire of the UNC academic scandal. But while McCants claims that he did this or didn't do that, and Roy Williams knew everything, with the sizzle of the story, the substance is based on questions about McCants himself. Who is Rashad McCants? A former troubled basketball player at UNC who was in and out of controversy as well as Williams' doghouse for the 3 years he was here. Remember, this is the kid who likened playing college basketball to being in jail and then had to apologize to everyone for saying it. Is he creditable? What did McCants say? Basically an embellishment of the AFM story from day one with the bullet point that his former head coach had to know. My guess is that Williams knows the majors of every one of his players, from Tyler Zeller, the academic All-American, to knuckleheads like McCants. All Roy said that he knows about independent study courses, a.k.a. paper classes, and heard that many of those produce very good work. People are getting their panties in a wad over athletes taking so many AFM classes. Well, AFM was their major. Shouldn't they be taking most of their courses in their major? The issue was not so many AFM classes as so many easy classes, and that's on Julius Niangoro. And why did McCants do all this? Well, there are rumors that he and his father were mad at Williams because the coach couldn't get Rashad hooked up with another NBA team. Is that Roy's fault that McCants is considered such damaged goods that no team wants to touch him? Go sign with the D-League and prove you still have the talent and character for the NBA. That's what PJ did. Well, most likely McCants is being paid for telling his version of the story. There is growing speculation within the upper echelon of college athletics that an orchestrated movement exists, backed by some big money that wants to bring down the NCAA, to enlist any and all high-profile people on that side of the conflict, to go public and keep the spotlight on the issues of athletes not getting paid and not getting the education that was promised with their scholarships. It makes sense. I don't think Rashad McCants woke up one day last week and decided to call ESPN and offer his story to Outside the Lines. Having such an attack of conscience doesn't really fit his profile, now does it? This is Archansky. See ya.
This is Mark Vitale, CEO of All About Insurance. We're looking to add key people to our organization. Professionals in financial services and life insurance. Experience in those fields is necessary. We also have positions in outside sales to help build our commercial insurance enterprise. Experience there is a plus, but not required if you have a college degree. Compensation is very competitive. You will be well-trained and income possibilities are unlimited. Call Bill Astor, our president, at 919-616-3074, and Bill will put you in touch with me immediately.
Downtown Chapel Hill begins here on the plaza at 140 West Franklin Street. On Saturday, June 21st, don't miss Summerfest from 2 to 6 p.m. Summerfest will feature all kinds of children's activities, plus live kids' music by the Water Lilies at 2 p.m. Parents, your turn comes at 4 p.m. with live beach in Motown by Chapel Hill's own Low K Sun. For more info, go to 140westfranklinplaza.com. Summerfest is proudly sponsored by WCHL and DSI Comedy Theater.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee. But we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Juergens Top Notch Automotive. It's 50% off. Get a $30 voucher for North Carolina State Emissions and Safety Inspection available today for only $15. Do you dread having to deal with your car's annual emissions and safety inspection? With today's Our Local Deal, Juergens Top Notch Automotive in Carrboro will take care of it for half off. Let Juergens take some of the stress off you and your wallet. It's half off the regular inspection price from Juergens Automotive, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, 9 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers this morning, and then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon as well. High today, about 88.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
News update. I'm Dave Barrett. Still plenty of questions over why a man and a woman began shooting, killing two Las Vegas police officers as they had lunch at a pizza place.
The suspects took the officers' weapons and some ammunition from them on the way out the door and made a statement, something to the effect of, this is a revolution.
It's Assistant Sheriff Kevin McMahill. One of the police officers did fire at the suspects before he died. Emmanuel Flores was across the street at a Walmart.
We started seeing people running, yelling like, run, run, somebody's shooting.
More from KLAS-TV reporter Scott Daniels.
They left the restaurant, walked across the street to the Walmart. That's when police tell us they opened fire on a civilian, killing that person. After police surrounded the Walmart, that's when they took each other's lives, the two suspects.
Las Vegas police say the suspects exchanged gunfire with officers. Apparently, the couple had a suicide pact. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. A warm day on the way, high today about 88, with a slight chance of more rain in our forecast. I'm Rod Stutz. All that's left from this weekend's back-and-forth accounts of the academic scandal at UNC with an alleged connection to the basketball program is a he-said debate moderated by ESPN. On Friday, former UNC basketball star Rashad McCants told ESPN that tutors wrote papers for him. He remained eligible only because of phony paper classes and that his coaches, including Roy Williams, were fully aware of what was going on. He made those comments and more on ESPN's Outside the Lines. And that was aired at 3 p.m.
I didn't write any papers, but I know that the tutors did help guys write papers. But for some of the premier players, we didn't write our papers. When it was time to turn in our papers for our paper classes, we would get a call from our tutors. We would all pack up in one big car or two or three cars, carpool over to the tutor's house and basically get our papers and go about our business.
How much do you think Roy Williams knew about the paper class system?
I think he knew 100%.
Why do you say that?
Because it's hard for anybody not to know about the fact that we're taking African-American study courses and we don't have to go to class. I think that's very obvious, especially when, you know, he has his coaches checking our classes and checking our schedules and checking our grades. It was something that was a part of the program.
That is Rashad McCants. Before the weekend started, 16 of McCants' former teammates from the 2005 national champion UNC men's basketball team issued a statement to the Associated Press regarding McCants' comments. It read, "We are proud of our accomplishments both on and off the floor at UNC. With conviction, each one of us is proud to say that we attended class and did our own academic work. We want to thank our advisors and counselors who supported us while also maintaining the integrity of the institution. We also want to make it clear that Coach Roy Williams and his staff operated with the highest level of ethics and integrity within their respective roles. We are forever grateful for the lessons we learned on the court, in the classroom, and during our time in Chapel Hill." In light of the comments made by Rashad on ESPN Outside the Lines, we want to state that our personal academic experiences are not consistent with Rashad's claims. We know that Coach Williams did not have any knowledge of any academic impropriety, and further, that Coach Williams would not have tried to manipulate a player's schedule. Rashad will always be our teammate, and we wish him well on all of his future endeavors. That's a quote. And that statement signed by Charlie Everett, Raymond Felton, Brooks Foster, Damian Grant, Jesse Holly, C.J. Hooker, Jackie Manuel, Sean May, Wes Miller, David Noel, Byron Sanders, Melvin Scott, Rayshon Terry, Quentin Thomas, Jawad Williams, and Marvin Williams. Less than 24 hours after Outside the Lines aired, UNC men's basketball head coach Roy Williams responded in an interview with Jay Billis on ESPN.
What was your initial reaction to Rashad McCants' allegations?
Oh, almost shock, a little disbelief. And again, I felt like that in several ways my integrity was being attacked, and that bothered me. I'm human.
Rashad McCants alleged that tutors wrote papers for him. Your response to that?
I have no idea. I don't sit in the classroom. I don't turn in their papers. But I find that impossible for me to believe.
Rashad McCants alleged that after failing two courses, one in math, one in psychology, that he had a meeting with you in your office regarding his academic performance. Do you recall such a meeting?
I do not recall such a meeting. If a player did poorly, I would think that I would have a meeting. If a player did great, I would say great job. But one thing that was said that I had told him something about swapping out a course. I don't have any idea what swapping out would be. That's not in my vocabulary.
If Rashad McCants were sitting opposite you right now, what do you think he would say?
I have no idea. I know one of them would eventually be why, but I don't have any idea, Jay. It's been a tough time.
That is Roy Williams. The last hour on WCHL, we spoke with UNC School of Journalism Professor Charlie Tuggle, who's been following the academic scandal very closely. And you can hear that entire conversation. It's posted on our website now, in case you missed it, at chapelbro.com. You'll hear excerpts of it throughout the day here on WCHL. But again, hear the whole conversation on our website, chapelbro.com. And just for the record, we invited UNC's Vice Chancellor for Communication, Joel Curran, to the conversation as well. And he issued the following statement. "This time, we think it is best to allow Ken Weinstein to continue his work without the university creating a concurrent review of every claim that arises. Once Mr. Weinstein has completed his work and makes that public, we will be very interested in sharing our plans for moving forward." Again, that's a statement from Joel Curran at UNC. In other news this morning, educators and school administrators all across North Carolina are anxious about the state House budget that's due this week. The proposed state Senate budget has nerves on edge already, as seen in recent discussions between the Chapel Hill-Carborough Board of Education and the Orange County Board of Commissioners. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
I want to encourage you all to continue to do what you've done before in terms of supporting public education, and also to be as creative as you can in thinking outside the box of how you can do this, because the implications of this are going to be beyond our school system. I mean, I'm even personally looking at jobs to move my family out of the state.
That's CHCCS Board of Education member Michelle Brownstein speaking to the Orange County Board of Commissioners last Thursday night. Her frank admission that even she was considering leaving North Carolina in a time of harsh school funding cuts from the state was made during a plea for the best school funding the county could possibly muster. Brownstein was accompanied by fellow Board of Education member Mike Kelly. Meanwhile, the rest of the Board of Education was grappling with the future of the Mandarin dual language program. As soon as they were finished talking to commissioners, Brownstein and Kelly would drive back to Chapel Hill High School and report to fellow board members.
There's a lot more to this story from Danny Hooley. You can get it on our website at chapelboro.com. Of course, the Orange County Commissioners is set to adopt the 2014-2015 budget on June 17th, 1 week from tomorrow. Orange County Commissioners last week reversed course on a controversial vote regarding funding for the rural recycling program. And WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has this.
County commissioners did an abrupt about-face last week, reversing a vote on rural recycling funding in response to criticism from the Chapel Hill Town Council.
The message we need to send tonight to the towns is that, in fact, we do want to be their partners. We do want to work with them.
That's Commissioner Alice Gordon. On Tuesday, the board voted to spend $728,000 from the Solid Waste Reserve Fund to pay for rural recycling pickup for the next fiscal year. But on Wednesday, Chapel Hill Town Council members argued the majority of that money in the Solid Waste Reserve Fund was contributed by the towns, making it unfair to subsidize recycling pickup for county residents while asking towns to levy a $59 fee on urban households for the same service. In a rare move, the board revisited the issue at a work session Thursday and voted unanimously to fund both rural and urban programs from the Solid Waste Fund, a move that will cost the county more than $2 million.
There's a lot more to this story as well. You can get it on our website at chapelboro.com, and you will hear more details throughout the day. Chapel Hill Town Council will approve next year's budget tonight, and it's likely to include a 1 cent property tax rate increase. At a pair of budget work sessions last week, council members agreed they want to allocate about $688,000 to support affordable housing initiatives and raise the tax rate by 1 penny to replenish the town's debt fund. The council meets, that's debt fund, and if you speak English, the town's debt fund. The council meets at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. WCHL News Time is 8:40. I'm Rod Stutz, and Zach Godwin joins me now in the WCHL studios, sitting over at the Twitter desk. How you doing this morning?
Good, Ron. How was your weekend?
All right. Did you tweet a lot over the weekend?
I did a little bit of tweeting.
Good. And you received a lot, I'm sure.
I certainly do.
Yeah.
I got plenty of my phones buzzing all weekend long.
Really? No kidding.
Oh,
it's all a buzz. Okay. Well, what are folks tweeting about right now?
Well, this weekend I was actually just downtown getting dinner. It was my girlfriend's birthday, so we went around and found a place for dinner.
Happy birthday.
I'll tell her you said that.
Please do.
But on Rosemary Street, they're built, you know, the shortbread lofts that they're building.
Yeah. Rosemary Street looks completely different than it did a few years ago, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, they wanted to put some artwork on the building.
Uh-huh.
So the folks who are running the building called Chapel Hill artist Michael Brown. He's done some of the other murals downtown.
He's the go-to guy.
He's the mural guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they wanted to work with some of the kids in the community on this one. So they went to some high schoolers to get some ideas for some artwork to do with the building.
Yeah.
And only two high schoolers showed up, as high schoolers will do. So they said, well, let's try the fifth graders.
Yeah.
So they went to the fifth graders and asked them for their artistic ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at Northside Elementary, and they talked with the art teacher there, and the kids came up with 300 different designs.
Whoa.
Some of them drew giant erasers. They did just crazy colors. Some of them drew emoticons, those little faces that you can do on your phone.
Really?
And one kid drew a paintbrush with red paint going in and out of the building's windows, and they liked this one.
Hmm.
So Brown kind of took this sketch. There's a picture of it, and it's kind of to tell what's going on. It looks almost like a maze. And then he took his professional artistic talents, and they're actually going to build it out of sheet metal. And so the bottom couple floors, I think it's like a parking deck maybe or something,
yeah.
Where it won't just be regular windows. And they're going to have sheet metal 3D big red swooshes going in and out of the windows, whoa, coming out to a big 3D real-life paint. Well, not real-life, but actual paintbrush, not just painted on the side of the building.
Yeah. I'm kind of anxious to see this because I'm having a real hard time picturing it in my mind.
Yeah, there's a little sketch of it, but
okay, all right.
Yeah, it's one of those things you really have to see to just see in person to see how it works.
I know Michael metal. Brown's doing it, it's going to be good. Yeah, there's no question.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm actually excited because I was reading. I was like, oh, that's kind of a cool looking painting. And then I got to the part where it said, no, this isn't just going to be some painting. It's going to be actual installation.
Well, you know, just you can make a conclusion from all his other mural work around town. It's going to look great, and trust him. You know, that's all I got to say. So.
Yeah, and the coolest thing is these fifth grade kids are going to grow up around here, and you know their artwork's going to be in this big building downtown.
Especially the one who came up with that design.
Well, yeah, especially that one kid. He gets the special bragging rights.
That's really cool. Maybe he can put his signature somewhere down in the corner or something. You know,
oh, yeah, that's true.
Give him credit for that.
Put it on the cornerstone.
Well, that's kind of cool. If someone wants to get in touch with us with some kind of an idea or they want to share something with us, how do they do that?
Yeah, if you have an idea of how we can decorate the WCHL building, you can reach us. It's at Chapelboro or at WCHL on Twitter.
I don't know if I want to see those ideas. Hey, thanks a bunch.
Thanks.
It is 844 at WCHL. Today's commentary is on the way from Steve Deer, and that is next.
A 2013 independent survey conducted by Home Care Pulse ranked HomeWatch caregivers of the Triangle significantly higher than the industry standard in compassion, knowledge, reliability, flexibility, and overall quality of service. For 10 years, HomeWatch Caregivers has helped over 2,000 families in our community, providing hourly and 24-hour personal care to people of all ages with all types of needs. Visit us online at homewatchcaregivers.com or give us a call at 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pro Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Do you want to know the most affordable secret for anti-aging? Sunscreen. Daily use of sunscreen will help prevent photoaging, such as wrinkles, broken blood vessels, and brown spots, as well as skin cancers associated with sun exposure. Carolina MediSpa carries several different options depending on your needs and skin type. Everyone should be using a sunscreen that is SPF 30 or higher with broad spectrum UVA and UVB protection every day. Stop by Carolina MediSpa today for a sample of a sunscreen that's right for you. All sunscreens are 20% off in April and May.
Flavor and freshness go hand in hand. That's why Jersey Mike's fresh slices each and every sub to order. Never pre-sliced or pre-packaged, Jersey Mike's subs are made the authentic way, sliced right in front of you and piled high with fresh toppings. You'll taste the freshness and flavor. Be your healthiest you by choosing Jersey Mike's subs for lunch or dinner. Order online at jerseymikesubs.com or call us at 919-918-SUBS.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this. Member FDIC.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Steve Deer. In Carrboro the other day, I met with a fellow executive director of a local, small, progressive nonprofit that provides advocacy and public education on a controversial, often volatile issue. We have a number of such groups located in our town, though many cannot even afford to rent office space. I learned that my friend's fairly well-known organization has been struggling to make ends meet, really sacrificing. That means that my executive director friend is the one sacrificing the most, working 3 hours for every hour my friend is paid. On top of that, the hardworking staff of this organization, past and present, have frequently received death threats at their offices and at their homes. Really scary stuff that I will not mention because children are hearing this. It's hard for me to shake what I heard from this leader who is working to reduce violence in our culture. We at People of Faith Against the Death Penalty, where I work in Carrboro, used to get a lot of hate mail. For years, a man stalked PFADP in our events. I once noticed him driving out of the dead-end dirt road we used to live on just outside of Carborough. Thankfully, all we get now at PFADP are love letters. We haven't received a memorable piece of hate mail in a decade. If we're doing something wrong, I'll keep it that way. There have been no executions in North Carolina in 7 years, thanks to many people and groups, and every year, another state repeals the death penalty. Please give generously to the groups working here in North Carolina and nationally on issues that you care about. Progressive state-level advocacy groups in particular need our support. If you see that they have only one or two staff people or are entirely run by volunteers, I guarantee you every dollar you give them will be much needed and appreciated because chances are they're making a lot of personal sacrifices to nonviolently fight the good fight. They may be even risking their lives to do so. This is Steve Deere.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Time for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full. It is moving along fairly smoothly this morning. Some of the usual delays, but nothing really out of the ordinary. If you spot something that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL, get in touch with us, and become a WCHL Road Warrior. It's traffic brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. And the beautiful garden patio is now open for outdoor dining. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too. At Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is 69 degrees, partly sunny today, slight chance of showers this morning, and then about a 20% chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s, still a little bit wet out there after the overnight rain we had tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain with a low about 68, and then tomorrow a little bit warmer, mostly the same, but a little warmer, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow, our high tomorrow in the low 90s. You put temperatures in the 90s together with the chance of rain, and you got a fairly muggy day on the way, so watch out for that. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at just 34 degrees. Guaranteed to taste great. Served over that great chewy ice, only 79 cents. At Cruisers, good to go.
Chapel Hill and Durham are changing. It seems like every week there are more high-rise luxury condo buildings under construction. Now is the time to build your real estate portfolio. After we identify the perfect investment property, we take care of everything. Finding tenants, coordinating maintenance, and depositing your rental income at your bank. The local real estate market is changing, and at Louise Beck Properties, we can help you navigate the future. Visit louisebeckproperties.com for more information.
At Best Tile, we are a local store with a global selection. Local, as we are a family business conveniently located just down the road at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, where our team of in-house designers are ready to assist in finding the tile and stone that's right for you. And global, as we are one of the largest importers of tile and stone in the nation, with a focus on premier products from countries like Spain, Italy, and the U.S., where you are assured products are created responsibly. Local store, global selection, Best Tile. Stop by and see us on Garrett Road or find us online at besttile.com.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Jane Smith, Cedars member since 2010. Here's what she had to say.
Recently, I went through an ordeal that made me especially glad that I'm living at the Cedars. We were traveling in Ireland and I broke my femur for the second time. After being hospitalized in Ireland, air transported to UNC, I was discharged to DeVos Health Center, where I received rehab, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. I really appreciated the ease of transition through the different care levels. The first time this happened, I had to make round trips 3 times a week of 50 miles to receive my rehab. And I really enjoyed the water therapy and beautiful heated pool here at the Cedars. Moving to the Cedars has proved to be a really good choice for us.
Thanks, Jane. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
You know, Father's Day is coming up before you know it, coming up very soon. And if you want to pay tribute to your dad, you can also win a great prize. a camping trip, and just all kinds of things. Townsend Bertram & Company providing a camping rental for a weekend and more. All you have to do is go to Chapelboro's Facebook page and send us a photo of you and your dad, your father figure. Chapelboro's Facebook page. That's where you do it. Send us the photo and you're automatically entered into the contest. Or maybe I should say he is automatically entered into the contest and you could be a winner. But limited time, you can get registered for this, so go and do it today. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? Actually, it wasn't Wayne's word today. It was a word that Rand came up with, an adjective that you actually hear a lot. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you can tell us the word, if you can spell it correctly, and if you can provide us with the right definition. You can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. The word of the day always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. And your number one more time to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Dr. Bruce Cairns is today's WCHL hometown hero. Dr. Cairns is the new faculty chair at Carolina, or will be officially on July 1st. He's incredibly busy already as a professor of surgery and longtime director of the North Carolina J.C. Burn Center at Carolina. These are tough times at the university for a variety of reasons that we all know. Why does Dr. Cairns want to serve as UNC faculty chair?
I think it's more a matter of service, and we have fantastic faculty, and we have a wonderful Office of Faculty Governance. It's how the business of the faculty get done. This is a very important time for the university, and it's also a very exciting time. We've had a lot of great program growth, but we have some challenges, and I would submit the greatest challenge we have is budget and governance, our relationship with the General Assembly and the Board of Governors, and how we're going to implement some of the policies from the strategic plan, as well as how we're going to recruit and retain the best faculty.
Dr. Cairns is a Chapel Hill guy. He grew up here, went to Chapel Hill High School, and as a student there, remembers buying jelly from the J.C. to support the opening of a brand new burn center at North Carolina Memorial Hospital. Certainly, he couldn't know what an important part of his life that wonderful burn center would be. He got his surgical training at the university and joined the UNC faculty in 2000.
I think that the challenges that you face in everyday life and stress can really prepare you for these larger issues. I am a physician first, and so the dedication to the profession and the humility associated with that while we're making these tough decisions is really important. And I've learned a lot over the years. Well, I hope I've learned about how to interact with people and keep the conversation civil while we discuss the most challenging problems.
These are really tough times as far as the budget is concerned at UNC. That's a major concern for Bruce Cairns.
We have some really talented people, and they've been quite successful. So while others have struggled, Carolina has thrived. I think that story is very important for people to hear. We've done so in these increasingly austere conditions. We need to make sure, though, that we support the faculty and particularly the new faculty, junior faculty, so that they can develop their skills and then become the entrepreneurs and innovators of the future.
He becomes UNC faculty chair the 1st of July. Thank you for all the work you've done already, and thanks for being willing to serve. Dr. Bruce Cairns, today's WCHL hometown hero.
It's an honor to be a member of the faculty and to be elected faculty chair.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Carl Smith called in with the word of the day on WCHL. I don't know if Carl actually uses these words in his everyday conversation, but he sure knows a lot of them. The word of the day from Rand Northam today is strident, S-T-R-I-D-E-N-T. It means making or having a harsh sound, grating or creaking, strident. That is our word of the day. Carl Smith will get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you for listening, Carl. 8:57 at WCHL.
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Hello, this is Tony Hall of Tony Hall & Associates. I'm thrilled to see the real estate market so lively again. More buyers are buying, more sellers are selling, and we need more listings. If we can assist you, please call today, 919-933-8500, or visit us on the internet, TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Vietri and Panciuto Restaurant are pleased to present a Southern-inspired Italian supper. Join us on June 24th at 6:30 p.m. for a four-course dinner with wine at Hillsborough's Treasure Gem Panciuto. Enchant yourself with the magical story of Vietri as founder Susan Gravely joins you at the table, and learn more about chef owner and four-time James Beard Award nominee Aaron Vandermark's farm-to-table philosophy. Visit vietri.com for more details and call 732-6261 to purchase tickets. Ciao.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Juergen's Top Notch Automotive. It's 50% off. Get a $30 voucher for North Carolina State Emissions and Safety Inspection available today for only $15. Do you dread having to deal with your car's annual emissions and safety inspection? With today's Our Local Deal, Juergen's Top Notch Automotive in Carrboro will take care of it for half off. Let Juergen's take some of the stress off you and your wallet. It's half off the regular inspection price from Juergen's Automotive, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Las Vegas police still aren't saying what may have triggered the deadly ambush of two officers and the murder of a civilian moments later. KLAS-TV's Scott Daniels tells us the policemen were eating lunch in a strip mall pizza shop when a married couple came in and began shooting.
Two suspects walked inside of CC's Pizza and opened fire on two police officers. After they shot the police officers, they apparently told witnesses who were hiding underneath the tables that this was, quote, a revolution.
A police dispatcher warned responding units that the shooters had taken the officers' weapons.
Officers, they're injured. Their weapons are missing.
The shooters went to a nearby Walmart.